So he had said over here, he spoke about the Chelkei Avodah, he spoke about Maisa Mitzvahs, and then there's a second part, which is Chulin. Ochein, Mashadah Mishtamish Onam Tzorchoi, Hinit Tzorah Tchilah Sheyeh Mugbal Begvul Ritzayin Yisparach. Dehainash Leyeh Boi Dovim Mashem Nova Tzorchoi Yisparach. So when it comes to using Divi Rishus, the first thing is it cannot be a Dova Asa. It should be something that enhances his living well-being. Now let's talk a little bit about this and let's understand the big picture. I once heard this from the Slonim Rebbe. He asked in Siva Shalom, he asked that it says Kaddish Atzcha B'Mutalecha. So like, why even what's mutat us, Do we have all, chiyuv and so on and so forth? So he said, a man was not created to enjoy the world for its own sake, period. There's no such thing, the lis'anig zal Hashem. So our avoid in this world includes two nyanim, and we make HaKadosh Baruch Hu in two ways in this world. One is by doing mitzvahs as tzivuyim, that's one way in which we're Meshayach HaSalat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second way is that we take the chelik of the world that has not have tzivuyim, and we cut it and shape it to fit Ratz Nabore. So we can relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing what he says, that's one part of our avodah, and the other one is to figure out how to make use of it in what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have wanted, would have told us he wanted. So in Chulin, in Kaddish Atzcha B'Mutalecha and so on, there's a man was given a much bigger avoda. Let's take an example. Imagine I give you ever have these tests where the first question they do for you, they say, okay, do this. Now here you have this and this, figure out what to do. So it's saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a world of mitzvahs, which has very specific obligations, very, very quantified, where tzitzis, that this law and where the will, and so on and so forth. Then wearing clothing, you can wear any clothing you want, but your avodah is to use your das to figure out what's in line with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. What is it? And it includes, so the tachlis always has to be a certain realization of ratzon. So by and large, the physical things in the world are there for making a person's body survive, enhance, etc. I want to add a one small piece of explanation. It sounds over here like a person should immediately live on, shredded carrots and egg whites the rest of his life. That is not supposed to be nan and snap. If we would do that, we'd probably go out of our minds, because our mind needs a hana. Our mind needs a sweet treat. Our mind, part of what our needs are to chill out. But a person needs to make an honest cheshbon nefesh himself and say to himself, I'm spending this and this amount of time doing this and this in order to chill out. It's taking a lot more out of me than it's giving me. I'm getting involved in something and so on. A person should choose carefully the things that he does to take it easy, which is appropriate. Because just like we sleep, because our bodies can't function all the time, they also need to take a rest from emotional stress, from any type of stress. So yes, there might be one person at the door who can do 24/7, and I'm not sure, but tachlis, we as long as we're the baal bas, it's one thing when we say to ourselves, I need to take afternoon off, and do this, do that, the other thing. Versus we just kind of let ourselves float away with our whims and desires. So the avoda in choil, in rishus, is much more powerful than the mitzvahs that are tzivuyim. Because we need to use our minds and hearts to figure out what exactly should I do. V'yeh kavana boy. It's interesting. There's some people who have a hard time with it. There's some people where, okay, tell me X, Y, Z, I'll do it. But use your shikul hadas, it becomes very difficult for them. That it's a type of You know, it's a type of mindset where, and you're never sure when you shekel das. There's no surety. There's no light goes on. You made the right choice. You that's part of it is to keep weighing and measuring and saying to yourself, you know, I think I need more time out, or I'm too much time out, not enough product. You know, that's part of a person's cheshbon nefesh. So the first thing is there can't be any dava aser. You can't say to yourself, I'm doing this because there's this great good coming out of it if it's aser. One, it shouldn't be driven by the craving desires. And let me reiterate what I said before, and you'll understand in a minute. There's two ways I'm driven by my cravings and desires. One is I see a chocolate, and I grab. I don't even have to think about it. Chocolate, grab, and in my mouth. There's a second way where I say to myself, I need something sweet during the day. I need to satisfy my sweet tooth. I think chocolate, half a chocolate, whatever it is, will do it. So it's a difference whether the craving is sitting in the driver's seat or the seichel allocating what craving needs in a reasonable way is sitting in the driver's seat. It's a world of difference. The person who doesn't never controls his cravings will end up bad. Let's say, you know, something he'll overeat and constantly and his health will deteriorate. A person who uses his das to say to himself, you know, I have a need for sweets. This is a reasonable amount that will satisfy the need without indulging, is the happiest medium. Because then the person is not always fighting with it, and the person is not always obsessed with it. Person is satisfied, and this is true in every realm of a person's taivas and so on. If the person's seichel allocates to the taiva what the taiva needs, and this is the inyan of the Sur Lazuzel. So Zazer Ramban says is the chelik for the satan, which is very incomprehensible. What do you mean we give a chelik to the satan? The answer is, if we're the ones that are giving it, then we're in control. If we just say to ourselves, I need X to allocate to satisfy my other needs, that's fine. The year kavana by Elias haguft muchen umezumen lishtamish mimenu haneshama tzachayisavare. And the reason should be that the neshama should be ready for avodas avari. So timotzil lo ikuv beheda chanos v'choshasei, so that the guf not being able to work won't be ma'akiv. I heard a story. Yes, 2 days ago I heard someone told me his father from Rabbi Yeruchim that Rabbi Yeruchim once went into a. He went out in the middle of Seder to go back to his room or something, and someone asked him what happened, what's going on. He said that he always eats just enough to give him koach to get to the end of Seder. So he normally has a roll, and that lasts until end of Seder. So he said they only had a half a roll today, and he knows he's going to be knocked out in the middle. So, you know, like he needs to lie down. He's not going to be able to function more. So the person told him, it's true, you got a half a roll, but today they had baked larger rolls, and that's why they cut in half. So he said, fine, then I'm good to go. And he went back to base medrash. But the person's spilus was like he had measured always what he needs to keep him going, and that's what he ate, and that's what he worked on. And Chazanish worked very, you know, much, I don't know how much he needed to work, but on his Taivas Achila, that there was no Taivas Achila, he said his only indication of being hungry is that he begins to feel weak or dizzy or something like that. That's when he knows he needs to eat. But, you know, he doesn't have the enjoyment of food per se. Ukshia Adam Mishtansha Adam Terchazahini Motzatashu Basai Poel Ashtenshashasavnu. So using the world in such a way in itself is a tremendous exercise of shleimus. Then it becomes a mitzvah like any other mitzvah, because at the end of the day, I've made it part of the picture. And there's a second part that the world itself becomes, in as much as the world is mitzarif to helping a person be fit for being over Hashem, then this becomes its surf to it. The Rambam speaks about this, and the Rambam says it's one of the places where the Rambam speaks with tremendous espilos. So it's a really incredible Rambam. In Shmoyne Prakim, Shmoyne Prakim is his introduction to his Pirush on Pirkei Avos. It's called Shmoyne Prakim because it's 8 Prakim. And he writes over there that it's one of them is called about, I think, or Ma'aseh B'Shem Shemayim, I don't remember, or everything to be Miyachid. He says that in Pirkei Avos, there is a statement so profound that people have to write encyclopedias of works and to reach this idea. And the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Kol ma'asecha yu l'shem shemayim, shenema b'chol drachecha da'ehu. So the Rambam says, what does it mean, all your ma'aseh l'shem shemayim? This is the Rambam's Knech, Rambam's Chiddush. He says, a person has a million activities. Those activities rank. A is for is a tachlis, B is for A, C is in order to attain B, and so on. So that's the way our activities are. So he says, as long as a person focuses everything towards the point that's supposed to be focused, and all the pieces are lined up. So I need to support myself. In order to support myself, in order to be able to Hashem, I need to support myself. In order to support myself, I need to have some skill. The skill I'm choosing is painting. In order to paint, I need to learn painting to here and take a apprenticeship there, and so on. As long as the person does it l'shem shemayim, then every single part of it becomes mitzurif to b'chol drachecha da'ehu. The caveat, the test is, let's say I'm choosing a career to make a parnasa. I have a choice of two careers. One career is lucrative, earns a lot of money, very prestigious. The other one is kind of nebbish, doesn't earn a lot of money, but it takes less time, it needs less preparation, and you have more time to be over at HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. So you choose the first one. So you didn't choose it Hashem Shemayim, you chose it because everybody needs that parnasa and you like this and so on. And it means that every step of the way, you're making a cheshbon with yourself. What am I supposed to be doing? How do I maximize what I'm supposed to be doing? And make an honest cheshbon. And, you know, one person might say I can make do with X, and therefore, why would I want to spend more time? Another person needs more than X. But the cheshbonos all have to be, it's not which is a better job, which is a better career path. The question is, which one allows for doing more of what I'm supposed to do. That's when a cheshbon becomes all incorporated in the b'chol drachecha da'ehu. Okay, we'll hold it here.
How does a person know if it's his craving that's driving him versus his seichel? Meaning sometimes the craving can trick the seichel.
So the klal is, when you're hungry, don't make the decisions. I'm serious. It's like when you're in the supermarket and you're hungry, the old klal is never shop when you're hungry. So, you know, when you're b'shas taiv, it's hard to make a decision that you would say is honest. But when you sit back and ask yourself, you know, how much time, effort, and so on do I expend for X, Y, and Z? Is that a good cheshbon? Should I try less or not? But you know, once a person saw whatever it is that he wants, that then the cheshbonos become very, very, slanted. Person is a person.
Was when Rebbe was talking about the first part of the Derech Hashem that we said today, was Rebbe talking out when a person should like take it to the next step of what Hashem would want us to do? Is that talking about like the Olam of Midos, or like when, like for example, Rebbe say from like you saw the Torah,
everything
like how to perceive life,
everything that we engage in and does not have a clear halach and shacharuch falls on this category. So Midos is a little more difficult because Midos, the klal of it is written in the Torah, v'alach t'rachav. The details are up to us, obviously, in every way possible. But in this area, in Choyl, in Kadosh Atzav Mutalcha, we have different, everything is kind of up in the air. Also, by the way, the word Kadesh means to designate. When you mark to something, you designate it for Kodesh. when something, when you mekadesh an isha, you designate her for yourself. The word kadosh means designated. It usually means designated to avodas Hashem, in which case it imbues it with some kedusha. But that's what kadosh means. The Torah used the word, a woman who is a prostitute is called a kedesha, because a woman who's occasionally mizana, who's mizana, happened to be mizana, is not a kedesha. A woman who, this is what she does, is called a kedesha. So the word kadosh in its root means designated for something. So being mekadesh mutcha means we designate it all for Hashem. I mean, one of the best mishalim for it is, let's say a person he's a guy who likes baking, and he bakes all sorts of fancy cookies and sells them. So his heart is in the baking, and he bakes what he wants to bake, and what he likes to bake, and how he likes to bake, and so on and so forth. Person number two is a businessman, and he's selling baked goods. He asks himself, what do people like? How much investment, the quality, at what point does the stuff become profitable, because it takes so much to produce it, and I can only sell it for a certain amount of money. Cake that's less good, but more people will buy it. His bottom line is profit. Everything weighs in on that basis, as opposed to the person who's a craftsman and likes making these fancy cakes. He sells them and he makes a parnasa, but he's not a businessman. So kadosh mutzu means a person looks at life as having a tachlis, being a person called HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In every walk of life, person makes those ways and makes those decisions. Okay.